just reflecting back on the Arkansas Derby and sudden breaking news performance that day in that race.
Well, I think in the end he made a big run down the lane. I think it was a little perplexing in the far turn when he let the creator and Whitmore go by and really didn't look like he was into the race, or Louis said he maybe wasn't handling the track that well. But in the end, he did make a good run. And we were giving weight to both those horses, too. So that won't be the case in the Derby. And I think the mile and a quarter is something he's going to want to do.
It's kind of bad news, good news with Cupid. I mean, a nice horse isn't in the Derby, but also that's going to impact the pace scenario, perhaps, with Cupid not running back.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's... the point system has probably made the mile and eighth races the most important races, and we don't see as many speed horses as we did when they were including the graded earnings. So in general, I think the pace is probably going to be maybe not as fast as it would have been 5 or 10 years ago. But in the end, everybody has to run a mile and a quarter, and it's who can get there first.
I mean, how much is he just an avowed stone closer? I mean, if it's a slow pace, how much flexibility does sudden breaking news have?
I think he does have some. Think back to a couple of his two-year-old races, especially the 7/8 race, where he was just within 4 or 5 lengths of a probably 45-second half mile that day. So I think he can be closer if the pace is slow. And hopefully still have some punch at the end.
And what do you think is the key with him? I mean, he's looked fantastic when he won the Southwest. Then he ran into traffic in the mm-hmm. Rebel. And then he made a really nice run late in the Arkansas Derby. You know, when you've got a horse that tends to come from out of it,
well,
traffic.
Yeah, you have to get a good trip. You have to make the right decisions at the right time. And really, the only blemish on his record is when he did have a bad trip. And every other race he's been in, he's been first or second, I think. So
yeah, no, he
has. So I think it's about getting a good trip, and you know, the jock has to make the right decisions and know what the pace is and things like that. And he's been a very honest horse.
How excited are you about him being in the Kentucky Derby?
You know, it's something that you dream of and work for, and probably a lot of times don't believe it's ever going to happen. but you know, fortunately, we've got a lot of good clients, good crew, and the opportunity. We want to make the most of the opportunity.
Yeah, but your past performances show that you're somebody who has shown the ability to say no to the hardest race in the world to say no to. You've had some horses that maybe some people would have sort of pressed on with them, and you felt like they just at this point. And the payoff is you won the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile a few years ago with one of those horses. But so in that context, this would be only your second Derby starter?
Yeah. Every 27 years, I guess. We're going. I really have been blessed with clients who understand that just coming to be in the race is not the goal. It's coming to be in the race with a chance to win is what I think we're looking for, and what my clients have in most cases have agreed with, and so I think that's probably part of it. And really, you don't want to beat up a horse who's not ready to do that and ruin the rest of the year for him.
He's probably the headline writer's favorite. Because of the fun they can have.
Oh, yeah.
The news
yeah.
media with sudden breaking news if he'd win the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, very, very news-friendly name, I guess.